Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need in our lives, especially in this crazy whirlwind we call modern existence. We're diving deep into the power of setting healthy boundaries, because believe me, honey, they are not just for Instagram influencers anymore. They are absolutely essential for protecting your mental well-being and creating a life you actually love. Now, picture this. You're drowning in commitments, requests, and people pulling at you from every direction. Your inbox is exploding, your phone never stops buzzing, and your to-do list is longer than the queue at a Beyoncé concert. Sound familiar? Ever felt like you were just barely keeping your head above water? That's what happens when we haven't set those crucial boundaries. We become open vessels, absorbing everything around us without filtering, leaving our own needs neglected and depleted. But guess what? You have the power to change that. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with boundaries. Think of them as your personal mental health toolkit. Number 1. Boundaries are not selfish, they are self-care. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let someone borrow your car without knowing how responsible they are, would you? Same goes for your time and energy. You deserve to protect those precious resources just as much as any physical possession. Number 2. Learn to say no and mean it. This is where many of us struggle. We feel obligated, guilty, or afraid of disappointing others. But remember, saying yes when you truly want to say no only leads to resentment and burnout. You don't need a reason beyond, "Thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to make it." It's simple, it's polite, and it's powerful. Number 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't expect people to read your mind, they won't. Express your needs and expectations directly and respectfully. For example, instead of saying, "I'm kind of busy," try, "I have a lot on my plate right now, so I need some quiet time this evening." Being direct sets clear expectations and avoids misunderstandings. Number 4. Establish physical boundaries too. This means creating a space that feels safe and comfortable for you both literally and figuratively. Think about your surroundings at work, home, or even in social settings. What makes you feel relaxed and energized? What drains you? Once you know what works for you, make those adjustments. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, setting boundaries is a process, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, but that's okay. Just learn from it and keep practicing. Celebrate your wins every time you say no or stand up for yourself. You are taking a step towards creating a more fulfilling and balanced life. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that feeling when you were young and someone kept asking you to share your toys? That awkward tug of war where you didn't want to seem mean, but also needed to protect something precious to you? Well, saying no in those situations is like setting an early boundary. It teaches us how to respect our own needs. As we grow up, those scenarios become more complex, but the principle remains the same. Saying no to a demanding coworker, politely declining a social event that doesn't align with your priorities, or even taking time for yourself when you need it, these are all acts of setting healthy boundaries and protecting your well-being. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways to help you create those rock-solid boundaries and reclaim your mental peace. Remember, saying no isn't a rejection, it's an act of self-love. It's about honoring your commitments to yourself first and foremost. And trust me, when you prioritize your well-being, everything else in your life flows more smoothly. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What boundary have you struggled with setting? What tips have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag us #StoicWay and use the hashtag to connect with other listeners who are embracing the power of boundaries. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember your mental health matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.